process aspect of the service lifecycle management is like, you know, right from, as we have earlier said, after the product is sold, the SLM starts. Now, where you have defined processes of doing certain things if certain issues emerges with the customers. Now, to address that, these are the things that you need to really work it out. And these are the things that you may require to do. So, this list is basically giving you a basic idea. So, call center management, like if there is a indication to customers, if there is a problem with your parts or the working, kindly call up on this number, then there should be that number functioning. So after functioning, it should be enough to receive as many calls that you expect to come in, etc. So those are the issues that come in. After you receive a call, there is to be a guideline as to who should get the first indication about a service problem is encountered by the customers, etc. And then what are the steps by the service organization that is to be taken, service department, how will he attend that complaints, etc. Workforce scheduling, dispatch and other service supports, like, so workforce is like, you will require people, like, say, for example, now the Tata Sky is resorting to infrastructure, you know, improvement, and as a result, their advertisement, and also what we have seen it is showing how committed the people are. Their people have, you know, their team has cancelled their leaves and they have committed themselves to ensure that this implementation happens trouble-free without giving much trouble to the customers. And in case if there is an issue, customers should resort to a call, and after the call, they will come and visit their site, do the repairing, for which they will not charge, etc. So entire, however, to do this, they have oriented the entire workforce to currently focus on completing the infrastructure issues. Parts planning and forecasting, like you will require number of particular parts, like if say for example, one particular boiler guy is selling as many X brand boiler model, so many numbers. Now, they know, and whatever we as a consumer feel that this is a great brand, etc. But the brand provider also knows that the coil in that can last for say 3000 hours. So they know that if they have sold today this many you know, geyser units or boiler units, approximately by this time so many coils will be required. So all those part planning, then it has to be available at the nearest you know, service depot. Part should reach to the engineers, field service engineers, so that he is in a position to repair it, etc. and all. So reverse logistics, as I have explained, that many companies insist on the parts, damaged parts or the repaired parts to come back to them. So entire that reverse logistics needs to be planned. In many cases, they don't take the part, and they leave it with the customers, and you can destroy it or you can sell it off as whatever, you know, scrap and all. So that's a way to handle. Knowledge management, as I told you, that all these incidences gives you the additional learning, so you capture it and use it for your improvisation and all. And contract management, I have briefly discussed. So now we move on to understanding the benefits of service lifecycle management. What benefit do you get when you implement service lifecycle management within your organization? These are, of course, the list prepared by STI International. So that's the understanding. These are the five clear benefits that emerge once you implement service lifecycle management: reduced service cost, streamlined workforce, improved service levels, enhanced quality and growth, and increased customer satisfaction. This goes right from the point when consumer has purchased it to the point of satisfaction after consumer starts using your product. So it goes on to address issues in that manner. So very easy to remember. Now we will understand this one by one briefly. Reduce service cost, when we say that improved technicians' productivity and improved inventory and parts management. So overall, if you do this two aspects very well, it will reduce the cost of your service. Like, look at a scenario, if the technician's productivity is less, he is not able to repair average number of, you know, products in a day. If this technician is assigned to have the so many calls being made, also if he is not able to make those many calls, etc. So that means his productivity per se is getting low. Out of that, then when he faces with the problem in the product and he is not able to understand, or he is not trained enough, so he has to refer back the case to either some other colleague, or he has to call other colleague case mein ye kuch ho raha hai kya karu vagera. So he not only impacts his productivity but others' productivity as well, etc. Entire inventory issue needs to be so handled so well. So it's like, you know, you have to have a knowledge of what will be required, when will it be required, how should it be distributed to the field guy. So in my case, though initially I had a trauma of dealing with their call center to have my complaint registered and, you know, following it up to ensure that mechanic comes, But fortunately, when Mikeni came, he was equipped well enough. That is what plus I realized. He had the required coil, he had other one or two things that he felt, you know, probably could go wrong in such kind of complaint, etc. So he had probably determined that this kind of a symptoms suggests that bhai ye galat hua hoga, so he has got all those materials. So it was not like, acha sir aapka to coil jal gaya hai, abhi main wapis jaunga, coil ka request dunga, do din ke baad aunga, aisa at least wagaire nahi hua tha. So therefore, in the first service call, they were able to address my problem. So to have that, the entire inventory backup planning is required, and you ensure that it is available to the service mechanic at the right time. So this will lead to the overall reduction in the service cost. Otherwise, you can determine this guy would have then filed the requirement for the coil. Coil will reach it to the service center. He will come again. So one is like number of times that he will have to come, that itself adds to the cost, etc. So then when he comes again and again, the certain time spent that he will have to open the geyser again, he cannot, you know, when he came the first time, he cannot say that main abhi ye geyser khula chhodta hu, jab coil aayegi main, he has to pack it again, install it again, then next time when he comes, he has to again remove it, you know, disassemble it and then fix the coil wagera. Usse acha best is in the first visit he has completed the task, yaane. So that service reduction cost, yaane. So service reduction cost will overall reduce your service cost, and that reduced cost will help you to get better margin, optimize service delivery, reduce time in the service to cash cycle. Optimize service delivery has the only backing, which is like you optimize or you reduce your time to cash the opportunity. So like consumer has faced a problem, geyser not working, there is an opportunity definitely for the manufacturer. That means there is a coil burnt or there is some इलेक्ट्रिकल शॉर्ट सर्किट, तो फ्यूज बदलना पड़ेगा, एटलीस्ट सर्विस मैकेनिक जाने का तो कॉस्ट उसको देना पड़ेगा. देयर इज ऑलवेज अ फिक्स्ड कॉस्ट, यू नो, इफ माय मैकेनिक कम्स, ही लुक्स एट इट, कुछ भी नहीं रहेगा तो 150 रुपया देना पड़ेगा, तो यू नो 500 रुपया देना पड़ेगा, तो 250 रुपया देना पड़ेगा. एवरी कंपनी हैज देयर ओन बेसिक मिनिमम कॉस्ट ऑफ सर्विस विजिट्स एक्सेट्रा. सो इफ दैट इज द केस, हाउ डू यू ऑप्टिमाइज दिस टू कैश दैट सून, याने स्ट्रीमलाइन वर्क फ्लो टू अचीव दैट, यू नो, टू अचीव दैट ऑप्टिमाइज सर्विस डिलीवरी. Your entire workflow needs to be so well thought through and streamlined so that each one work in conjunction with the others, you know, and that will give the productivity. Improved processes and technologies. You will always refine your process. What creates bottleneck, you will want to remove that bottleneck. You will want to make things smooth. Yani, if there are difficulties, you will understand at this node what are the difficulties coming in. So how this difficulty can be overcome, etc. Can a technology solution help, etc. So today now when you can see, technology is helping, yani, because now the smartphones and all have come in. A guy can see the report, or guy can see the part, or he can put up his required this thing. He can fill up his service report after completion online, etc. So there are technologies available that is facilitating the productivity, and improved and streamlined processes. Process improved and streamlined will help each section to work in conjunction with the overall productive outcome that is expected from the team or the function or the BU, etc. So that overall organization goal is achieved. Yeah. So that optimized service delivery with process optimization, technology support, and you know workflow management will give you, will reduce your cash in time from the consumers. So that's one beautiful aspect of optimized service delivery. To continue understanding of service lifecycle management and its benefit, next comes the improved service levels. That's the third benefit. How does it come in? We try to understand that. Complete charge capture of service delivery, maximize cross and upselling opportunities, and ability to leverage service as a competitive advantage. Here, essence is you are able to have a complete charge capture of service delivery. And when you are delivering service, you are in a position to not only find out how much effort has gone behind delivering this service, man hour or cost incurred, etc., versus what is the revenue that you are getting from the consumers. All this gives you the indication about return on whatever the service delivery that you are doing it, etc. So you are very clear, you are very in a control position to know what service difference is adding value, what services are not really adding value, etc. Also, service level can be improved because if you have the complete service lifecycle management being really tapped as a workflow, as a process, etc., you can pinpoint exactly at what stage you can get into product upsell, product cross sale, etc. So now the opportunity, suppose the opportunity that my geyser manufacturer got, which is like almost 7 years have happened and my geyser is malfunctioned, the mechanic or organization at that point of time had the opportunity to come back to me saying that, sir, instead of investing in coil and all, why don't you buy new geyser? We have a good scheme, EMI, ye, wo sab vagera. That didn't happen, yani. But I'm just basically telling you an opportunity. There was an opportunity for the organization. If this kind of opportunities are utilized, understood and utilized, you can benefit out of it. And for example, the car buyer, if there are automobile companies now trying to capture the ownership cycle, etc. And suppose if it is known that in your case, say Alto is generally getting sold after 4 years. Now, if you have a customer data and that customer is like already now 4 years or entered the fourth year of his position, you can try and give him the indication that will give you that customer, when he's thinking of buying a new car, will think of buying from Maruti. He will not shift to Mahindra or, you know, Renault, etc. So that is what I say, by the ability to get a cross and upsell possible while you manage your service life cycle by way of improved service level, ability to leverage service as a competitive advantage. Whatever that if you do is really giving a exceptional service delivery to consumers. It is not merely a basic change into your service delivery. It is a significant change amounting to a differentiator that you have created. It will be difficult for the competition to copy you at. So like, for example, DHL, now those guys are moving with the real-time connected POS. So like when they deliver, they enter the data, they take your signature on the digital screen, etc. So the person who has sent the courier through DHL gets a clear idea and a real-time update. This is very difficult for the other competition to follow. They are the one who started web tracking, but they have moved on, you know, and they have leveraged this to their advantage. Very difficult for others to copy it. Enhanced quality and growth, and how this enhanced quality and growth comes is ability to deliver consistent service globally, modularity for supporting the growth, and improved quality and reduced cost. Enhanced quality and growth has many positive tangents. One is like your modularity. Modularity means like there is always a process, systems and workflow that has been developed. So now whether Domino's starts the unit in Lower Parel or Domino's starts the unit in Mahabaleshwar, etc., it will be a modular this thing. There are certain things that needs to be done. There are workflows done. There are process flows done, etc. And it will only happen in that manner. So that assures that the quality that will emerge out of following this will be of the same standard as if Domino's world class, you know. So that is the beauty. So therefore, consumers will get a better quality product or the service. That is the crux of it. Overall, when you follow process, it may look a cost addition, but cost of neglect is far more higher than the cost of following a quality process, etc. So overall, you are able to deliver your service at a reduced cost. So benefit is enhanced quality and the growth because your cost competitiveness, your, you know, differentiator as a service, etc., all will get you same customers giving you more and more repeat business, word of mouth business, referral business, etc., and that will zoom past your service revenue or total revenue and the service margin or the profitability margin. Increase customer satisfaction. The last but not the least is when you organize yourself to be service centric and when you really manage your service life cycle thoroughly well, what you get is the increased customer satisfaction. This comes to you by ability to anticipate service requirement of your consumers. When you laid down your service life cycle, you know exactly at this point consumer is going to face the problem. So if that is the case, you might as well work out to try and see that either that is minimized or customer inconveniences is reduced, etc. So that's a result where satisfaction comes in. The whole principle of recall is based on the fact that it is better to tell customer upfront that, you know, this problem, okay, has been noticed by us and we also know the reason for this problem. We also found a solution to this problem. Only thing you need to do is bring the car to the nearest service station, get it repaired and be convinced about it. By now you will not have a problem of this nature being faced by you. So So that's where the satisfaction it is expected will in fact increase. So when you are able to predict when and how the customer will require what kind of service, you are able to plan yourself, orient yourself so that you reach out to consumers proactively, and that will be appreciated by him. Improved responsiveness to customer calls and service delivery. What is most critical, what is most importantly found out is that consumers accept that once you buy a product, whether it is X brand or Y brand, is going to be a product issues, etc. What bothers them most, what upsets them most, is how my service call has been handled. So as I told you that for this geezer of mine, this thing, I still have that grievance within me about the way I am being handled. Only saving grace is that mechanic who came well prepared. He was very smart. He understood the problem. He done an excellent job. He educated us. That is on the top of it and all. So that made us happy about it. But yes, the responsiveness of that company was poor to my call. So that has still left that grievance in my mind, as you can understand now. So making it easier to do business, making it more profitable, satisfied consumers, satisfied customers, will be very easy to deal with. He also will be very confident about dealing with you, and therefore he wants to come back to you again and again, because he is assured that if I am with him, I can be assured about getting the quality products, getting the delivery in time, etc. So if I have to gift somebody a product which I have purchased online, I can only think of going to either Amazon or say Flipkart, because I know that once ordered, what they commit the delivery schedule will be met by them. So that's how more and more customers, or the same customer, will keep coming to you. So overall, if I'm satisfied, it assures you a more more revenue from me. More revenue means more profit for you, etc. So growth for the organization and all. So these are the benefit of service lifecycle management that we have studied. Primarily, these are the five benefits that we have studied that you obtain while you implement service lifecycle management. So now what we try to go and understand is, there are subset modules, service lifecycle, what they have tried explaining to you, service lifecycle into field service, service lifecycle into reverse logistics, etc. So this I will try and attempt to make you understand. Please understand that this is only one of many scenarios. Only I think two scenarios have been covered out here. Similar things can happen into other aspects of your work life cycle, other aspects of your consumer interaction or consumer touch points, so to say. Here's benefits of service life cycle management to field service. That is what they are trying to give you a perspective is all about. How does it help? So correct deputation in the first service call. If your service life cycle management is very efficient, where call is being captured very well, very clearly, with lot of information, you are in a position to depute the person correctly the first time ever. If you have just bothered to understand, idhar se phone hai, kya hua, what is wrong, and all, if it is not presumed, then what may happen, what could have happened in my, say, geezer case, some novice would have come first, he would have realized that he cannot repair it, so he would have gone and escalated the matter, by this requires a specialist to go to this house, so then the specialist would have come without, say, part, he would have to again arrange for the part. So you can understand, if SLM is not handled or if it is not practiced by them, these are the variations that may happen. But because somewhere down the line, yes, they had a better SLM for, say, part and inventory management or whatever with the service, field service, at least the field service guy, when he reported, he was fully ready. So that's the beauty. And so in one call, he attended our service, he completed what was required to be repaired, and he went. Okay, so that's a correct deputation in the first call itself. Access to right information helps to have the right tool and the part. If call information is captured well first in itself, if that call center guy would have been trained to capture all required information, that will throw a light to service engineer. He will be in a position to predict, is tarah ka wo bol raha hai, toh shayad ye ho sakta hai aur ye ho sakta hai. So he will come prepared. He will come ready with whatever that he is supposed to have in such scenario, based on his experience or the training that you have given him. So that is possible because you gave him the right information. So when the call from the customer came, you have the service lifecycle management, under which there is a process which captured all the required information. This information, when read by your field service guy, he was in a position to get complete perspective as to what could be wrong and therefore what all he needs to carry to that customer place, and so that in one call service gets attended, streamlining their call coverage. Streamlining call coverage is like, if you really plan your service lifecycle management very well, when the call comes in, you will also have a back-end process which is part of your service lifecycle management, which will try and see that which mechanic is where and to which mechanic if this call is given, it will be easy for him. So you have say like 15 engineers in Mumbai. Now these 15 engineers, if you give them very randomly call, you know, coming to them, so this engineer who's at 10 o'clock at Mahalakshmi will get another call which is 12 o'clock at Mira Road, and he has another 3 o'clock call at Vashi. You can imagine what will be his state of mind. Half the time he will be thinking as to how will I reach at this place. So whatever time that he gets to attend to customers, he will try to do it very shoddy, fast job and wants to run. So instead, if you have a process which is a service lifecycle management process where once the call is received, it also analyzes the earlier given schedules to the various mechanics. From there, it determines who's the one who's closest to that customers for that particular point of time. So then you assign that call to one of that engineer who's likely to be close to that location. So the one who's in Mahalakshmi can be given a, say, Mahim location, etc. So he is not meant to go to Mira Road, he is meant to go to only Mahim, the deputation of your field service, then you can achieve this. And their call coverage in a day will increase. That itself will give you a better service coverage. Service coverage means cash revenue that comes to you. Less downtime, capable to cross-sell and upsell. Field service guy, when he is ready, this person who came to us, our house, did ask us about, sir, would you like to buy a new, geyser? You have 7 years old, coil ka ko to kharcha itna ho jayega, naya geyser itna, to differences itna, etc. So yes, they attempted to do either upsell or a cross sell to me, or basically trying to tell me that ye geyser mein bhi invest mat karo jada. Okay, it's a different thing that I took a call otherwise, but there was an effort, so that at that time if I would have thought of buying a new geyser, it would have given them the additional revenue. Downtime will be kept low. Though in my case, the downtime remained high, I still have a grievance on that. But after the call registered properly, then it was attended in the given due course, and it within short time, my problem was corrected. But basically, field service, if gets all complete information very well, they can work to see that downtime is kept low. Service completion in the first call, more customer satisfaction, because the call gets over soon in the first call itself. Customers see it as a professionalism. In the first process, there was nothing wrong. If you would have adopted a process where field service guy will come, determine what is the problem, then he will inform the problem. I have seen that kind of thing years, ages back. But at that time, that was the lifestyle of people. You know, people were okay about it. Yeah. Now today, every life has become so fast, complex, etc. Attending the service call first time is seen more as a professionalism. So you are able to get a higher customer satisfaction and improve bottom line. So all this will make customer overall happy about your service delivery. And if service delivery is good, happy customer will come to you. So it will improve not only your revenue increase will give you better profitability. Profitability will come because overall product service lifecycle management has helped you to deliver quality service at the lower cost. So that's the beauty of it. Benefits of providing real-time logistic support. This is like whether you, it's a real-time logistic support means when required, you provide what is required. That's the logistic support. So how this will happen, how the benefit will come to you, elimination of a slow or lost shipment issues, etc. If you have a proper logistics service lifecycle management, right tool, right component, right inventory will reach to the right service engineer in shortest possible time as a result, and also it will reach to him in a manner so that the loss of shipment or loss of cargo and all will not happen. So he gets a right product at the right time, elimination of shipment discrepancies. Like if the logistical support is correct, मैंने तो ये पार्ट रखा था, आपको ये पार्ट कैसे मिला, एंड ऑल दोस काइंड ऑफ थिंग मेनी टाइम वी हियर. अरे इसको जाना था बेंगलुरु, ये कैसे पहुंच गया कोचीन, यू नो दोस काइंड ऑफ थिंग विल नॉट हैपन. इफ यू हैव अ प्रॉपर सर्विस लाइफ साइकिल ऑफ हैंडलिंग द ऑर्डर, हैंडलिंग द शिपमेंट एक्सेट्रा, चेकिंग द शिपमेंट एक्सेट्रा, सो So that will ensure that what has to go to Bangalore will go to Bangalore, what has to go to Cochin will only go to Cochin, etc. Which part has to go to Bangalore, only that will go. There won't be a swapping of the parts, etc. So all those things will give you a good service shipment also of the parts, etc. Improved profit margin through a use of optimization, various optimization, whether field call optimization, whether the repair optimization, mean time management of the repair, etc. All this thing will lead to a productivity. Productivity means, you know, the cost of overheads will come down. That will give you a better margin in terms of your shrinking margin, etc. And happy customer will come back to you. So this is like a profit margin improves because your productivity of service delivery will improve. And that improved productivity means overheads are low and therefore the margin is better. Reduction of inventory carrying costs. Good service lifecycle management. Another fallout is you will not stock unnecessarily what is required, what is not required kind of thing. You will exactly know what is required when. And if that is the case, you will also back end order will be such that your vendor will supply to you only when you require. And all this thing will lead to reduce inventory cost. And when inventory cost is going down, that is overhead, your margin will improve. Support for the customer's efforts to reduce inventory investment, etc. You can also support your customers. If your product is a raw material to other support, you know, consumers, you are in a position to also help him with the better management of inventory by producing it in at a right time and delivering him to him when expected by him. Significantly reduce product and part returns, etc. By doing proper service lifecycle management, even the return from the customer will not come back on a higher level. We have earlier studied there can be a problem of internal nature where you stop the goods, the wrong goods or the, you know, defective goods going to consumer in the first place. Or after the consumer receives the defective goods, then there are other costs, you know, he will have to return to you or you will have to depute somebody to repair it, etc. So yes, this is what will not happen. So this will significantly reduce your product and the part return cost related things. That's an overhead in itself. Improved customer service and satisfaction. So ultimately we have seen that this will render first service right to the consumers and that will be a happy moment for customer, and happy customer will be always wanting to buy more from you. And that's what, you know, he's not only going to buy from you, he will do a word of mouth for you, etc. So overall there's going to be a benefit of your association with that consumers just because you have resorted to a very efficient service lifecycle management concept within your organization.